Dramatic pause. And good morning.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
It is.
Here's the good
news. Wednesday edition of Not Necessarily the News, where nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. And now you can save up to 50 pounds per person. Welcome our Hank Facebook Livers streaming as we go. See what you can hear on the radio. Tonight's lead story, I think one of Ozzy's Black Sabbath bandmates, I believe it was the drummer, said it best. Just to sum it up, there's never going to be another one like him. Ozzy Osbourne, whether you were a rock fan or not, you knew who he was, passing away yesterday at 76. No official word or cause, but he'd been certainly dealing with Parkinson's for the past several years. I want to say about five since his diagnosis was public. Just taking the stage about 2 weeks ago for his farewell concert with Black Sabbath and the like, and that was a massive fundraiser. Ozzy didn't keep a cent of it. Raised $190 million for Parkinson's research and the fight against that, too. So they're arguably the biggest fundraising concert ever that has existed. And that is how Ozzy goes out.
Attaboy.
There. Yeah, rock star till the very end. But his sordid history, of course, with the state of Texas is one of the footnotes of his career, the Alamo and the like. We'll talk about that coming up, and also his swims through Fort Worth, Texas also. But Ozzy Osbourne gone at the age, two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. He's in there twice, man. Gone at 76. That's a big.
I got to meet Ozzy back in the day.
Oh, very cool.
Mm-hmm. A fun time. So, shocking news that running a farm may not be for the faint of hearts. Carrie Underwood learning this the hard way. Sources say it's all become a bit much for her in her Tennessee abode. She's also a working mom. She's got to maintain, wake up at the crack of dawn to take care of the livestock, the weeding, the fertilizing, harvesting, and then everything tends to break, which means you've got to find a repairman, and it's tough to find good help. Meanwhile, Carrie, also a huge Ozzy fan, and loves to sing him in karaoke, much to the disdain of her mother. She loves some rock and roll.
Yeah, she does a version of Mama, I'm Coming Home. I think they may have recorded it, too. Coca-Cola did confirm that after Trump said that they would, they are.
MAGA!
Yeah, the new Coke will be made with cane sugar coming out this fall.
Cane sugar. No sugar beets.
No, this is bad news for the corn industry.
Oh.
Corn?
Because it's replacing corn syrup.
It's corn.
So, there you go. It's now good for the cane industry.
It's my hat.
Also opening up, surprising everybody, Elon, over there in Los Angeles, Monday at 4:20 in the afternoon, very Elon-like, opened up the Tesla Diner that is it's like a burger joint. Yeah, so he's been working on this for 7 years or so, and he opened it up with no fanfare. Now lines are like way down the street, partly because, you know, people can't charge their EVs, so they ran out of battery.
Yeah,
and stuff like
that.
Sorry.
You're just going to be there forever, but we've got a burger.
It is open right now, and if this goes well, or not, because he's a billionaire, he wants to put one down there by the Gigafactory around Austin Way.
Burgers for everybody.
There is no menu. The algorithm figures out, based on all the data that he stole, what you would like to eat. So, yeah, there you go.
It's cold.
Yeah, it's probably what it would give me over the past week.
So when you think country music, you think the big names. George, Reba, Garth, Hank, and, of course, Kevin James.
This is Tom Hanks.
No, not
him.
You
don't think him?
But but he is teaming up with Jelly Roll to make a movie, about country music. He revealed the news while Jelly Roll is filling in for Jimmy Fallon. And he wanted to get an acting coach. But Kevin said, oh, no, you're too good, Jelly. Mm. I want you to star in this Au Naturel.
Too good, Jelly.
They're both getting fit for the roles because they need to be in prison shape. And the comic has been shadowing Thomas Rhett and Hardy to do Nashville Right.
I've actually seen a little of Jelly Roll doing the whole Jimmy Kimmel thing, and he's actually not bad. Also, kind of makes you realize Jimmy Kimmel not that great.
I was going to say, well, at least he's not Jimmy Kimmel.
But to many, and short people, Miss Rachel is great. Is Miss Rachel come into your world and your house?
No, my children are a little old for Miss Rachel. Thank heavens.
Miss Rachel says that, quote, she'll never become a billionaire, regardless of her success, because she doesn't think being a billionaire is right. So she's teaching directions now. And although making money is a very good way to learn how to count.
And when you think high finance, you think Miss Rachel.
Meanwhile, Peppa Pig over here is just making it rain over there. She doesn't care. She doesn't care at all. That's right.
So there's nothing like a night of karaoke to let it all loose. But what are the best songs to sing? Well, Oxford University, the brainiacs over there, have it all figured out with some classics like 500 Miles by the Proclaimers making the cut, ABBA, Someone Like You by Adele, Wannabe from the Spice Girls, and I know your favorite, KB, Let Me Love You by Mario.
Yeah.
Just going up there and handle it. Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania at number four. Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody, second place. And number one, Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
There you go.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
Look at that.
Aussie inspired. You just banged your head. You're banging your head.
The problem with this song is nobody takes into account the massive key change at the end, after the bridge.
Do you want to play your viola alongside of it?
No, because I take into account the massive key change that nobody's able to hit. Well, that top 10 karaoke songs, somebody came out with a list of the top 11 country songs that make you blush.
Oh.
And you can catch those every Tuesday at 8 o'clock right here on Hank FM.